Good.
Okay, we're up to over here, the Shulchan Vahadulfki. We are in the middle of Perek Chafei Mishnah Aleph. We're towards the end of Mishnah Aleph. We have to do the situation, the halach of the Shulchan and the Hadulfki. See how you have the Shulchan and the Lufki. The Lufki is that, the Lufki we learn many times, is a serving table. Tzad, Hatabla, Ha'elyon, Mishupa, V'cholak, Guboy, Mishtamshim, Tami. We have the top of the Lufki, it is smooth. Smooth, like a smoothie. Okay, it's smooth, and chalak, two different words. Mishupa, mishupa means.
One type of smooth, that means another type of smooth?
Smooth, bow, mishamshim, that's what you use. Rabbi Yehuda, tzara tablo, elyon, nechshav, kitoich, hakli, it's called the toich. According to the tablo, elyon,
what is this top called?
That's called the tablo. The tablo,
or this?
This is part of the Shulchan. This whole thing together is called the Shulchan. We have the bottom part, the top part, and together, these two components together make up what we call the Shulchan or the Delufki. Now the top surface, here's the tabla, there is a top surface and there is the bottom surface. The top surface, Rabbi Yehuda, tzad ha-tabla elyon nechshav ketoich hakli, Rabbi Yehuda, tzad ha-tabla tachton nechshav ke'achori hakli. So this we discussed yesterday. Remember yesterday, we have a utensil, we have the outside, the inside. If a liquid makes contact with the outside, only the outside is tummy. If the liquid makes contact with the inside, then the entire utensil is tummy, the inside and the outside. Remember this is all a gzera. Because make hardin, something that is a rishon cannot make something into a sheni. But it's a chum b'drabon that a rishon can make a sheni when it comes to liquid. That's a rishon can be metam or kli and make it into a sheni. But because it's only b'drabon and chazal m'sakin, only when it comes tummy from the inside. But if the liquid makes contact from the outside, then only the outside becomes tummy and not the inside.
Okay.
Now, then we discuss the case of the karayim. The karayim, the hakasasos, hasakin, the marzufim, the four different items. And the four different items, there we made an exception because since you can turn it inside outside, it's like a backwards pillowcase.
Right,
therefore, they're both considered to be the toich on the outside. It doesn't make a difference where the liquid touches the inside. The outside, automatically everything becomes simple because the outside really is the inside.
Right.
And the inside is the outside. Now we have another case of inside-outside. Yeah. It's a unique case where we deal with a tablet. We have a board, and there's liquid touching the outside, touching the inside, two different sides of the board. So we have over here the tzad elyon and tzad tachtein. Melech elyon. Elyon and the tachtein. So we have over here. So that's what's over here. Yehuda tzad tavo ha'elyon nechshav ketoich is called ketoich. The top part is called the toich, and when the toich becomes tamei, everything becomes tamei. But Yehuda tzad tavo la'tacht, and the lower portion is called the achori akli, and when the achori becomes tamei, it does not contaminate the inside. So now basically, when a drop of liquid makes contact with the underside of this board, only the underside becomes tamei, but the outer side remains tahor.
How about the side itself?
The side itself, I don't know the answer. Oh, the Taka says, very good, you see? Unbelievable, you're thinking like the Mishnah.
Thank you.
You have das teire.
Thank you.
Your mind is a mind of a Mishnah, das teire. Rabbi Meir, tablets are shulchan, ein bo teich vecharayim klal, vecholechan shiipo ha-shem mashke, mitamei, tit makot noch. He doesn't say that. I'm sorry. No one talks about the side. He, according to Rabbi Meir, is cholik on the shit of Yehuda, he holds that there's no difference. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that there's a differentiation between the top and the bottom. The sides, tzad. Elyon Shabom Sham Shem Tom, no, he doesn't say it either. Okay, so far I don't think anyone's going to discuss the status of the actual side. It's on the top and the bottom, recorded a good business on top and the bottom, recorded a middle, there is no difference whatsoever. The mayor, tablets a shulchan ain ba toich lechorem klal. The chola tablet shi, the chola chayet and shibo shama mashke, tchame titma kol hatabli tinikum same. Le Rabbi Yehuda, according to the tsar, a tablet elyon Shabom Sham Shem Tom, be nechshav toich. The top part is called the toich, but sat a tabla tachta and shabo is shabo. Ein mishtam shem nechshav achorayim. Other Rabbi Meir, according to Meir, hoil since with sat a tabla elyon ein loy beis kibble gomor. According to Meir, since that elyon has no beis kibble, it's flat. How can you say the top part is called the toich? If the top portion is flat, with smooth, that's not called a toich. In order for something to be called a toich, it must have a receptacle. Where is the receptacle in this situation? There is none. So that's what he said. We're going to Buddha. Sada tavla elyon shabo imisham shim tamid nechshav toich is called a toich. Sada tavla tachten shein shabo imisham shim nechshav acharayim. It's called acharayim. Rabbi Meir Hillel says that sada tavla elyon ein loy beis kibul gomor. There's no difference between the outside. And when one part becomes tamei, the entire part becomes tamei. This is not to be confused with the case of the pillowcase from before. Jasham yesh l'sak ke'es kibul kibul v'toich. Ba'achoraim, rak choil ba'achoraim ruim le'asos toich ve'toich, havayim k'shav l'sech u'lechem kulu nitma. There, the reason why, if you touch the outside, the inside becomes tummy is because it's, you can reverse it. It is reversible. You can turn inside out. Avol gabe tabla meikara ein ba chaluka shel toich ve'achoraim. But by the tabla, there really is no difference between the inside and the outside. It's all going to be exactly the same. There's no difference between the inside and the outside, because that's a shita for nekas for rosh for rav. Shet sada tavla elyon meshupe v'cholak v'chavanosam shemishum kach mishtam shemboi tam mitluchain nechshav getoich hakli mishachrona umzeh nirash meduba b'tablo she'ino mechuberes l'ragle ha'shulchan. It's not attached. Okay? It's not attached. That's the important part. She'im ha'yusam mechuberes lo ha'yutzuchim l'tam zeh v'din ha'choraim v'tochim mishachasim l'tablo. Okay, still later on. So basically, we have here a third case. We have all the yisodas. Now we can learn the Mishnah and start with Rav. Good?
Yeah.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Kol hakelim yesh lachem achoyrayim b'toich. All utensils have an outside and an inside. Kigoyim hakorim. Even these type of utensils, there is an inside and an outside. If the liquid touches the outside, only the outside is tamei. If the liquid touches the inside, everything becomes tamei, period. All kelim have an inside and an outside.
Mm-hmm.
That's next. Who says this? Devei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Oimer. No, I disukol sheyesh loy soivoroi sheyesh loy achorayim b'toich. No, Rameyus, I disagree. If you have a utensil that's like this, like the kodim, the ksosos, the sak, and the marsufim, I disagree. There's no difference between the toich and the achorayim. They're all exactly the same. There is no difference between the inside and the outside, being that they are reversible. Inside, outside, they become, no matter where the tumah falls, wherever the tumah falls, that's where the tumah lands. If tumah touches the outside, it goes in the inside because you can turn it inside out. However, if the utensil has stitches. What are these called? What are these called when you put the belt?
Loops.
A loop.
Good.
And has a belt.
Correct.
Has a belt. Then you can't reverse it. It's irreversible.
So it only goes outside or inside.
Then there's an outside and an inside. Call. So he says, call sheyesh loy tzevaros, sheyesh loy achrayim v'toich. Call she'en loy tzevaros, ein loy achrayim v'toich. Next. Hashulchan v'hade lufki has a flat surface. Yesh lechem achrayim v'toich.
Why is it called separate? It's the same thing. Shulchan and
no, shulchan is something you eat off of. I actually eat off the table. The lufki is a serving table. You don't actually eat off the surface. You use it as a station from there to bring to the table.
Right.
The waiters, they bring out like those holding trays. And then they put it down,
right.
And then from there they take to the. It's a serving table. It's not the actual place that you eat off of. You don't eat off the lufki. You eat off the table. But the lufki is a place where they put the food from the food there. They transfer it to the table.
Okay.
So it's two different types of tables. So yesh lohem achoydayim v'toich. There is an outside and an inside. Okay. Devei Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Meir says no. Ein lohem achoydayim. No. Rabbi Meir says there is no achorayim, there is no outside. There is no outside, meaning it makes no difference. You touch the top or the bottom, it's all the zelba zakhma. When you touch one part, everything becomes tamei. Dechein, ein lohem achorayim. We have a new part, we didn't do this part. Oh, we have another picture. Dechein tabla, she'ein lo lizbeis. A tabla that has no lizbeis. Let's see the picture, we need the picture.
Lizbeis
is a border. Here's the border. You see the border? Tzara tabla shehu mishupa v'cholok v'chabo misham shem tam yuzu tamit. Tabla she'ein lo liz beis. A tabla has no border. According to Yehuda, tzara cholok, the smooth portion is called toich v'tzara ha-mechuspas. V'tzara ha-mechuspas mean. That we the back, nechshav achorayim. Okay, so I guess the top part is called the toich. The tzad tabla shum is meshubah v'cholak v'moshav tamid. Rabbi Meir Meir ain lo tabla l'toich v'lekorayim v'chol heicha sheyipol sham meshkem mashu tamid titma kolatava. Okay, according to the machlokes, is a flat board. A flat board is there called an inside and an outside? According to Rabbi Yehuda, yes. The top is called the inside, the bottom is called the outside. L'mayin afkamina, if mashka, that is a rishon, makes contact, if it touches the top, everything becomes a sheni. If it touches the bottom, only the bottom becomes a sheni, but not the top. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, no, it makes no difference. Wherever it touches, everything becomes tamei. What about Lizbeis? Here's Lizbeis, here's the toich ha-tablo, here's the achori.
So this part, if it touches the top or the bottom, what happens?
That's machlekes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, only the top becomes tamei, not the bottom. According to Rabbi Meir, everything becomes tamei. We have a tabla, there's no lizbeis. Mashka.
He said the same thing. He said all the cases,
there's a toich, there's always a toich and a charayim. Everything in this world has an inside and outside. According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Meir, the whole world is upside down. The ganze Welt is all make believe. So everything on the outside is on the inside. This, there's that. Lizbeis. That's the border. Toicha tabla, achoya tabla, tabla yesh lizbeis. Bezu, that's a call. According to everyone, there's a toicha nilcham. Since there's a lizbeis, everyone agrees there's an inside and there's an outside. Yesh la toich v'yesh la achorayim. So v'chei tabla sheyesh la lizbeis, v'vizel she'en la lizbeis, v'vizel machleikis. And machleikis, you know, you're the mayor, what the status of toich and achorayim. Okay, so we did the mission, now we have to do the rabs.
How do you know from the words of yesh she'en la lizbeis?
It has no lizbeis.
How do you know it's the same
machlokes? Because it says v'chein.
Oh, I see.
V'chein. Now we did all the rafs. A lot of rafs. Okay, raf. Kol ha-kelim j'yesh lam toich
v'chein v'toich. I'm waiting for my coffee.
Kol ha-kelim. All the kelim. All the kelim j'yesh lam v'chein v'toich. Kelim shenitmu b'mashkin t'meim. Kelim. That have become contaminated with mashkin t'meim. Im nagu ha-mashkin me'achoreihen shel kelim. If liquid has made contact with the external portion of the utensil, nitmu achorehen v'loy nitmu toichon. Why? Tawan. Mishum nitmas mashke l'tam kelim lav deraisa. It's only midrabanan. In Torah, a rishon cannot make a kli into a sheni. Midrabanan they will go izav b'kumashka zof. Hadif because only midrabanan heikilu chachamim bitu masan. If the liquid comes in the inside, on the inner portion of the utensil, guess what happens? The tumor spreads to the outside. Good? Good? This we learned the Mishnah. That's what we learned the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, Yesh lachen achorayim v'toch, that every utensil has an outside and an inside. Kolaymar, shachol din achorayim midin toichon. There is a difference between the outside and the inside. There's a difference. There is an outside and there is an inside. Kegoyin hakodim v'akasasos v'yafim lo shum sham shumchem b'soichem v'achorayim. Even though a car and a kesas, in this case, when there are no straps, no loops, no belt. So even though there is an inside and outside, you look at the stitches, right? You look at the stitches. If I would come to... You go and you put your shirt upside down.
Right.
So you look funny.
Right.
You put on your pajamas upside down, you look funny.
Right.
It doesn't make it so in a chanami. So the alpha is shamsham bamutechan bamzachan sharoy lahapchan, according to the sheet of Rabbi Meir, sharoy lahapchan. You can invert them. For the asoy is toichan achoreim, achoreim toichan. Afal pi chain cholog din toichan midin achoreim. Even though they are, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you really want, you can reverse them inside out.
Yes, still you're saying...
Still, according to Rabbi Yehuda only, we differentiate between the inside and the outside. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's an inside and there's an outside. Or, however, Marit Suf, and what's a Marit Suf? A Marit Suf is a very large sack which you transport merchandise on a boat. You ever go on a boat? And you see they have big packages, they transport cargo containers. Okay, however, according to Rabbi Meir, Meir says, I disagree with you. Rabbi Meir says, I disagree. I hold that when it comes to these four things, a car, a keses, maritzuf, and a sack. Okay, you have to remember, there are four things in life. The four most important things in life are a car, a keses, a sack, and a maritzuf. Even though they can be inverted inside out, I disagree. There's no difference between the inside and the outside. Wherever you make contact with it, automatically becomes tummy. The only time I agree that there's a difference between the inside and the outside is if you have the loops and the belt. That kol sheyesh lo chavarois lulois, lulois, a hook, a loop. Kmo sheyesh lo mechnasayim, like they're at the pants. People on their pants, right? You have on your pants. Tefiros lachorav shal beged tefiros on the back of the garment. Yesh loy achalayim b'tochel as on the inside. The kevin since the yesh loy tefiros there are loops. The tefiros loy chaz lachorav there are loops. Loy chaz lachorav b'tochel chalut mechav. Therefore, there's a difference between the inside and the outside. Ava kashein loy tefiros. But let's say there are no loops. Are you with me? You look like you're going down.
No, listen.
Let's say there are no tavaras, the chazi lahivchai, you can invert, like in this case, you can upside down, ein toichai cholov mecholov, there is no difference. Ela kishnag mashkim tmeim, when mashka tami touches, bein mechodov, bein mitech, on the outside, on the inside, nit makulu dihan, vim tchami, v'alach rabbi lach, tzak lach rabbi Yehuda. Good?
Good.
Ashulchan vehad lufki, ashulchan and the lufki, kasava rabbi Yehuda, kakem the panav, mishupim, v'chalokin, since the panav of the shulchan is smooth, v'chalokin, haponim ahim nidoinim toichoy, is like the toichoy. According to Yehuda, since there's a difference, haponim ahim, the front is toichoy, v'alloch ha'kav Yehuda. That's all it says, very short. That end of the Mishnah ran out of steam here.
Yeah.
When you come over here to the table, since the smooth top is called the toich, the bottom is called the bottom is called the chorea, and when the mashka touches the top, the bottom becomes tummy. But big but if the mashka touches the bottom, only the bottom becomes tummy. The top remains tar. Good. That's it. That's the ganz zach. Okay, so let's chaz the Mishnah. Let's chaz the Mishnah again. It's a very hard Mishnah. Kol akelim ol kelim yesh lohem acharayim b'toich kigoyin. What do we mean kol kelim? Not just your standard bowls, which certainly have an outside and an inside. If the outside becomes tamei, only the outside is tamei, the inside is tar. If the inside becomes tamei, everything becomes tamei. That applies not just to kelim, but even to reversible kelim. Even when it comes to things like this, which are the big four, the kodim, the ksasas, the sak, and the martsuf. Even the big four have an inside and outside. Okay? Kol kelim. Yesh tamtech. Achareim tech. Kigoyin. Hakodim, v'akasasos, v'asakin, v'hamartsufin. Dev Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, no. I disagree. Only time you're going to say there's going to be inside and outside, only when you have loops and you have a strap, because then you can't turn it upside down. Then you can't do it. But if it's like this, then there's no difference. Rabbi Meir says, no, kol sheyesh lo sevarois, loops. Yesh lo achareim v'toich. Kol sheyein lo sevarois, ein lo achareim v'toich. Next, what about ashulchan v'hade lufki? Ashulchan ane d'hade lufki. Yesh lohem achareim v'toich d'be Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, Oimer, Ein Lohem Achorayim, but there is no din, Ein Lohem Achorayim, there is no Achorayim. Tchin Tavlo, She'ein Lo Lizbeis. Likewise, a Tavlo, She'ein Lo Lizbeis, has no Lizbeis, a Tavlo, She'ein Lo Lizbeis, Zil Bezach, there is an outside and there is an inside. The machloikis, the machloikis means we have the same machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir.
Beautiful, let me go see this coffee. I'll be right back.